I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Restless leg syndrome is a condition that can make it hard to fall asleep and hard to stay asleep. To talk about the causes and treatment of this condition is Dr. Robert Verona. He's an adult sleep medicine specialist in the Division of Pulmonary, Critical Care, Allergy, and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Verona, what exactly is restless leg syndrome?
Restless leg syndrome is a common what we call sensory motor disorder. That means it involves what you feel and movement. And there are four basic criteria. An urge to move primarily your legs. It's at rest, not in a specific position. It's more apt to occur at night. And it is relieved quickly by movement. Those four criteria, plus it's not better explained by another diagnosis, or how we diagnose restless legs.
And how common is this disorder?
It's very common. It involves probably 5 to 10% of the population. It's more common by a 2-to-1 ratio in women than men. It is more common as we get older, although it is not unusual to see it in children and adolescents.
And what are the repercussions for having this disorder?
Patients with restless leg syndrome don't generally come to see me because they have an uncomfortable feeling in their leg that they have to move. They come because they can't fall asleep and stay asleep. Mood disorders such as depression and anxiety are seen at an increased rate in restless leg syndrome, as can ADHD also be seen.
What causes this condition?
I don't think that there is an ironclad understanding of what causes restless leg syndrome, but I can give you three important tidbits. Number one, there's a neurotransmitter, a substance for communication in the brain called dopamine, and it may be that there are abnormalities in that substance in those who have restless leg syndrome. The reason I say that is when you treat people with what we call dopamine agonists, almost always, at least initially, it will make restless legs better. There are also studies that show there are abnormalities in brain iron in folks who have restless leg syndrome. Lastly, there is some interesting genetic work that links some genes with restless leg syndrome.
What is the treatment that's effective?
Well, the first thing you have to do with restless leg syndrome is you have to assure that it occurs frequently and is onerous enough to impair patient sleep. So I'm not going to treat somebody with medicines night after night because they have restless legs once in a blue moon. But if it occurs frequently and it's impairing their ability to fall asleep, stay asleep, and function during the day, then we'll treat it. The first thing we do is we look at underlying causes. So if somebody has low iron, we may go ahead and treat that. Medicines such as antihistamines, such as antidepressants, can make for more restless leg syndrome. We may explore that option. It's not at all uncommon and a very important thing, pregnancy, to have restless leg syndrome. I'm happy to tell you that about a month after pregnancy is over, restless legs is, for the most part, gone too.
Any general tips for how to live with this disorder once they get some treatment?
I think it's important for patients to optimize their duration and quality of sleep. They should see if minimizing caffeine, alcohol, and antihistamines are helpful. Patients tell me different things as far as what does or does not help them. Sometimes exercise helps, sometimes it doesn't. But patients can see what good health behaviors may help their restless legs. There are medicines that can be helpful. Those should be prescribed by your doctor after due consideration, but your doctor and you need to discuss that.
Dr. Verona, thanks for this information about restless leg syndrome.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.